Good afternoon. I'm DJ K, and I'm here today in the studio with an amazing hero. I would like to welcome Sergeant First Class Corey Rimsburg to the KRHS studio and back to Ridner High School. In fact, he was a student of our own, Miss Bannister. After graduating from Ridner, Corey went on to serve his country and joined the elite Army Rangers. He was deployed to Iraq and Afghanistan 10 times and spent 39 months in combat, being made a leader in his companion's heavy weapons squad. How are you today, Corey?
Hey, good. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. Next, first question.
All right. Corey, how does it feel to be back at Ridner?
Very good.
Very good? Did you enjoy your high school years here?
Oh, yeah.
Can you tell us some of your most memorable moments at Ridner?
Involving the band.
Being in
band. And the house.
Yeah. The band is really nice.
Yeah.
I'm actually in glee myself. How was it to talk and shake hands with our commander-in-chief?
Which time?
All the times.
Five times?
Your first time. Your very first time.
Amazing.
Amazing.
When I met him the first time, I was just a staff sergeant. Not every staff sergeant gets to meet the president.
So that was a very special time. So you were pretty much the first, or not the first, but you were one of the first sergeants to meet the president, correct?
My group.
Your group?
Avengers.
Ah.
Who united 30 day drop. For the 65th anniversary.
That's nice.
Can you tell me how I felt to have the president come see you when you were wounded?
So the president came and saw you. How did that feel? Talking to him?
Very good. Politics aside, him and Michelle are very genuine.
That's nice. So, I guess I would ask, like, how did that make you feel emotionally? Like, when you, like, the president taking time out of his schedule to come meet you when you're wounded, how did that feel?
Very good. Like I said, he's very genuine.
Nice.
For those who don't know, on October 1st, 2009, Rimsburg and his platoon hit a roadside bomb in Afghanistan and Kandahar, and the explosion nearly killed him. His story is miraculous, one of the endurance, courage, and strength. For those who did not know, how does it feel to tell so many people your story?
Very good. I'm just trying to pave the way for future patients with a traumatic brain injury to have it easier. Word.
That's wonderful. Would you advise any high school students to join the
armed forces?
Yeah.
I would.
You would?
So what would you say to those new recruits and teens planning to join the armed forces?
Do what you want. Do it for the right reason.
Do
What's the work put behind becoming an Army Ranger? Like, so what all do you have to do to become an Army Ranger? Like the training and, you know, the workouts. What's put behind that?
It's all combat focus. Combat focus PT. Combat focus training. We train like we fight.
Jump out of planes. Airborne.
And we have fun jumping out of planes.
Speaking about planes, I know that on your, so it says on your 31st birthday, you went skydiving. What was that like?
Very different.
It was very different? How?
Because somebody was behind me.
And you're used to normally just jumping out the plane yourself.
Yeah, they can't see that, so say yes.
I have over 100 jumps. So solo.
Nice.
Was normal for me.
So you've jumped out of a plane 100 times?
Over
100 times.
Oh, wow. That's neat. Did you have a lot of friends with you in Afghanistan?
Yes.
Best friend, do you have one? Do you have a best friend?
Not just one.
Just one?
Not just one.
Not just one? How many?
Every one of them. He's my friend. We put friendship to a whole different level. I don't have a bestie.
So, can you explain, like, the feeling behind jumping out of a plane? Like, the adrenaline? What's it feel like?
You just hope the shoot opens.
Were you scared your first time jumping out of a plane?
Not at all.
Oh.
So
not
you,
at all?
You didn't have, like, first jump jitters? You weren't like, oh, man.
I think I'm about to puke. Like, no. Oh, I'm scared. None? That's
amazing.
Amazing, because I would be scared to death. Scared.
So your first time when you jumped, was it with somebody or was it by yourself?
By myself.
And you still weren't scared?
The Army.
Mm-hmm.
You have to go with somebody. Regular first.
Ah.
Okay.
Okay.
I couldn't sit. I couldn't do it. I would be scared out of my mind to jump out of a plane. You are extremely brave because that would be the day I would be called a scary cat.
Yes.
A scary cat. I couldn't do it. I like my feet to touch the ground. I'm short.
Other than jumping out of a plane and going skydiving, what is your biggest accomplishment that you would say that you've made during your rehabilitation journey?
Getting as far as I have, as far as recovering goes. Everybody I've met has told me I won't walk.
That sounds like a good achievement.
Thanks.
What motivates you to keep going when so many others would quit?
That's a $1 million question.
Thank you.
Did you say that's a million dollar question?
Mm-hmm.
no idea what that inner drive is, but it's got me through 10 debarments.
Mm-hmm.
And becoming a ranger.
Okay, that's wonderful. Once again, this is KRHS, and we are here with the amazing Corey Rimsburg. We'll be back in a few after this song. And we're back. That was one of our amazing songs, Willie.
Corey, we know you lived in Overland, and as you told Miss Bannister when you were in her class and you were in our position at a young age, we know you told her this story about you living in Overland next to a lake. Would you mind telling us that story?
It's a secluded lake in Overland, a 15-acre lake. Brandon Woods.
Mm-hmm. What'd you do on it?
Partied.
Partied.
You partied. Did you enjoy this lake? Did you go there out of a week? How many times do you think you went to this lake?
I lived on it so every day.
Every day?
Every day.
Every day. It wasn't polluted. You could go in the water and all that?
Swim.
Oh, man, that is lovely.
And then when winter came, did it, like, freeze over and you could skate on it?
You could, but not recommended.
Not recommended.
Unsafe.
Yeah.
So, can you tell us more about band and what instrument did you play? To start off,
drums.
You play? Oh, that's cool, because I play drums too. So, you play the drum set, or like you played everything?
Everything.
Cool. And so, I guess another question would be what made you decide to do drums?
I had the rhythm.
You had the rhythm? Nice. And then, so, did you get to participate in marching with the drums?
Marching and jazz.
Marching and what?
Jazz.
Jazz. I know the jazz band gets to go to Germany. Were you a part of that?
Oh, yeah.
What was it like over in Germany?
Incredible, too. See their culture.
Mhm. What all did you do there?
Played music. We went to various venues to play jazz.
That must have been quite an experience.
Oh, it was.
Was going into the armed force your dream? Or did you have any other things you thought maybe you wanted to pursue?
That was it.
That was it? Okay. This one's for you, Dad. As Corey's parent, how does it feel to know that your son is a national hero?
Well, as a parent, we have three children, and all three were in the military. And so, you know, we're very proud of all of them going and serving their country and making their own decision by doing that. And all three took different jobs. And Corey's was by far, I think, one of the most dangerous ones. Mm-hmm. While the other son was a combat engineer and was deployed in Iraq for a period of time. As a parent, You wish your kids well as they venture on into becoming an adult, and you know, and they believe they're contributing back to society. And I know Corey was doing that, and he wants to continue doing that today.
That's beautiful.
Is there anything that you would say to mothers and fathers with children in the armed forces?
I would say the probably one of the main focus would be keeping that communication open, letting them know you love them, supporting them, and just being there to listen, to help guide. And certainly when they come back out and come home, mm-hmm. is to help them socialize back into a community. I think that's one of the biggest issues that we have across America is all these service people, service members getting out, and they don't have a job, and they don't know what to do, and we need to help them transition back into a civilian work life.
And then this question is for both of you. We see that you have your dog in the studio with us. Do you mind telling us his name or her name?
His name is Leo.
Leo.
And can you tell us the story
like
behind getting
a
him?
Lion.
Like a lion?
Like a lion.
Can you tell us the story behind getting Leo?
So Corey's sister, who's a major in the Air Force and actually outranks all of us, and that's okay. We're good with that. She rescued Leo from a dog pound and took the dog home and was fostering the dog in anticipation of being adopted one day, and kept looking at Leo and saying, you know, there's something about Corey and a dog and Corey wanting a dog, and we did some Skyping and photos, and all of a sudden the decision was made, Corey wants Leo. So we had Leo shipped out to from North Carolina to Phoenix. And immediately, Leo came right to Corey, and after there was a half a dozen people sitting around, but he went right to Corey. And,
wow.
Why?
I said, wow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, it really was. Amazing. It was almost like it was like destined.
Meant to be.
Yes, and it was like within 2 days, Leo started service dog training, and it was several days a week initially. And got to the point that Leo is now certified as a service dog, but he's still learning new items to help Corey.
Mm-hmm.
And Corey trains, goes to training every week with Leo, and then he takes that new skill home and then trains Leo the rest of the week. And every week they learn a new skill.
That's amazing.
It works out really well.
What breed is Leo?
There's a lot of Dutch Shepherd in Leo and a few other things.
Great Pyrenees. One Milano Husky.
Gotta have that Husky in there.
Yeah. What is your memorable moment about being here at Ridden High School? Your most memorable moment.
My question for you will be legal or illegal.
I didn't understand. Can you repeat it? Can you repeat that, Corey?
I'm not sure what that is. Where you
going? Which memory, legal or illegal memory?
Legal.
We have to involve a rap band and the football games.
Nice.
Football games. Yes. Will you be here to attend the football game this Saturday?
Yes.
Yeah, go Huskies.
Now we know you're going to be in the homecoming parade. Can you tell us your part in the homecoming parade?
The Grand Marshal.
The Grand Marshal.
What's it feel like to know that you're being honored like that?
Humbling.
Nice.
And you, for you, Dad, so... correct me if I'm wrong, you were there when he met the president also, right?
So Corey's met the president 5 times, and mm-hmm. I was there for 3 of the times.
How was that feeling for you?
You know, it's a it was a very just a memorable moment that you know, here we have the commander-in-chief, the guy in charge of the United States, and he's taking the time out, as Willie pointed out, to come by and see how he's doing. And even one of the times, it was a special request by the White House for Corey to come visit the president, and he wanted to see him walking and see how he was improving. So, you know, to have a personal interest by that that the position that he has in the United States, it's you know, it's something, it's a special relationship that he has with my son.
Mm-hmm. And I know that on one of the visits when the president came by, Corey actually stood up and he was able to salute the president. What was that like?
Yeah, actually, that was the first time I got to meet the president, and it was when he was in Phoenix and he was out to give a speech in a local town. And Corey said, you know, I want to show him something. I want to show him how good I've gotten. And while sitting in the wheelchair, he was able to stand up, give a salute, and then with a walker start walking across the room.
That's amazing.
It was.
How does it how did that feel to you, Corey?
Incredible.
Incredible.
And
I love
rewarding.
And rewarding.
What did the president say when he saw this?
Awesome.
Keep up the good work.
Nice. What are your plans and goals for the future? I know I was watching CNN and you were talking about college, getting married, having kids. What else?
That's it.
That's pretty much it.
Finding a job.
Mm-hmm. So Corey also has a charity that's retrofitting a home for him in Phoenix. It will be his own home. It was bought by a charity up in New York. And another charity, a football player for the Chicago Bears named Jared Allen. And he's retrofitting the home for Corey. And mm-hmm. Corey's going to have a swimming pool in the backyard so he can continue his water therapy. He's got a jacuzzi, so when he does overwork in the pool, he can take a nice jacuzzi break. He's got a workout room being built in his house, and he'll have equipment. And then also he's going to have a tiki bar that's going to be adjacent to the pool for those after hours get together with friends.
That sounds fun. That kind of takes you back to being in Overland when you would swim in the lake, doesn't it?
Oh yeah.
I take it you like swimming.
Little bit.
I take it you like Hawaii. You said tikis.
Tikis, yeah.
Tikis are amazing. My mother loves tikis. Mm. And she's never been to Hawaii, but she loves tikis. Like tiki head, tiki dolls, it doesn't matter. So.
It's a good theme.
It's a good theme.
Yeah.
Especially in a backyard with a pool. Mm-hmm. That is amazing. Corey, I might have to come visit you one day. Can I come visit? I can? Okay. Well, we'll be right back once again with another song, and we're here with Corey Rimsburg. And we're back. I had a question for Corey while we were off, but I decided to wait. What made you move to Phoenix?
My parents.
Mm-hmm. So when Corey got hurt, it was 5 years ago, just a couple weeks ago. He had been living in a hospital setting for over 3 years. Mm-hmm. And when the time came for him to come home, we knew that some immediate care needs were needed. So it was between the sister that he has in North Carolina and Phoenix. And in Phoenix, we have 330 days of sunshine.
Oh, man.
So Corey likes the sunshine.
Everybody loves sun.
So you so basically you love the summer.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a winter type of person, Corey.
There's two things I don't do. Cold and wet.
Me neither.
Especially together.
Oh, yeah. Can I get a high five on that?
Corey, I can do it. I love to be cold.
Nah.
I love to be cool.
Do you than me?
Yeah. So it's a tradition for DJs to have a DJ name. If you had to choose a DJ name, Corey and Dad, what would it be?
DJ than me.
Hey.
And I would be Flash.
Flash.
DJ Flash. DJ Flash and DJ. Oh, that is wonderful. That is wonderful.
Nice.
I'm DJ K.
I'm DJ Will the Kid.
Um,
beat up. I see Corey looked over at B-Dog. B-Dog, you want a DJ name?
DJ
B-Dog. DJ
B-Dog. We're going to give Leo a DJ name. DJ Leo, Leo. Say it twice.
DJ Bow Wow.
DJ, DJ Bow Wow. So, I know you guys were talking about you have three sporting events that you have been to and are going to. And you said you're looking for a fourth one. Which would preferably be the fourth one?
So, these venues are up in New York City. Mm-hmm. And so what Corey and I talked about is maybe doing the roller derby, female roller derby. And it's a very competitive sport. And I used to watch it when I was very young. And Corey's watched it a couple times. So we're going to see if we can catch one of those matches.
Cool.
Corey, what do you like to do on your free time besides
workout?
Workout? Okay.
It's my way of stress relieving.
Stress relief. Nice.
Everybody has their own way. Yours is working out. That's cool. Gotta build the muscles. So.
What's your favorite sport, Corey?
To play.
Mm-hmm.
Soccer.
Soccer?
Did you play soccer in high school?
Never got into it.
You watched the World Cup?
Pieces.
Pieces. If you had to choose, who would your favorite team, favorite known team be?
LA Galaxy.
Ah, nice.
Beckham.
Okay.
So with you going to New York, New York is such a fast-paced
city.
Like, it's just fast-paced all the time. How did you?
Everybody's going.
I like it.
You like the fast-paced? Ah.
And the pizza.
And the pizza?
Pizza.
Oh, yeah.
Cannot forget cheesecake.
Cheesecake? Cheesecake is my favorite dessert. Favorite dessert.
Now, what? What's your favorite type of cheesecake?
Pumpkin.
Pumpkin? I like lemon key lime pie.
Never tried.
Thank you.
Never tried pumpkin or the key lime pie.
That's amazing.
I'm just solo cheesecake with strawberries on top.
Have you guys tried the Cheesecake Factory down near the Galleria? What you guys think?
Good food.
Good food. Nice.
Good ambiance.
Mm-hmm.
So, excuse me. So, with coming back to St. Louis, did you guys stop by any other place besides the Ridden High School on your way here?
Oh, yeah.
Or once you got here?
No, but we plan to stop by most.
Emos, yes. St. Louis only.
There's not an Emos in Phoenix?
No. Only St. Louis.
I did not know that. Well, when you go, make sure you get large two-topping pizza. Large two-topping.
You guys decide to stop by the zoo or the science center, see some of the new things that they built over there?
Because of the schedule is pretty tight, we plan to go back to the old neighborhood with the lake.
Mm-hmm.
And meet some of our former neighbors.
Yes.
And then, as Corey says, a couple food places, restaurants we like to visit. And then we're on the airplane on Sunday afternoon heading back. So it's a fast trip.
You should really try St. Louis Bread Company if you haven't been there.
We have one out there.
Yes. You used to work there for real? Can you tell us about your experience?
It was my typical high school job.
Mm-hmm. Was that like the first job that you had, or you had a job before that?
Second.
What was your first job?
Rick Lips.
One of them? Either Rick Lips or Six Flags?
Maybe Six Flags.
Six Flags? Out in Eureka? Yeah.
Do you remember any other teacher besides
Miss Bannister?
Who can you know was one of your...
Chris Isaacs. Miss Isaacs. Mr. Jones.
Mr. Jones?
I don't think I know him.
Quadra.
I don't think I know them.
Yeah, I mean...
But then again, we did get a whole bunch of new teachers, so...
So, are you enjoying it, being here in the KRHS studios, you and Dad?
It's a nice upgrade.
So you like what we did with the place?
Love it. Keep it up.
Thank you. Have you seen the auditorium, the new one?
Yes.
You've seen the new auditorium with the stage. What you think about it?
Money was spent.
Thank you.
So, Dad, how was it? You said you three kids, right?
Correct.
How was it raising three children that all went off into the armed force?
I'm also a retiree from the military.
So it runs in the family.
Well, you know, I like to think that they made their own decision. but you know, you never know what influences a child, and but for all three to go in, you know, my wife and I are very proud, very you know, impressed that they made that call themselves. And and Corey was going to you know, stay through retirement. He had made that commitment. The daughter stay into a retirement, and the other son decided to do his time, but now he's out managing a rock climbing gym out in Phoenix. So, you know, they've all done certain things in life, and we're all very proud that, you know, they've got what they've achieved, and we just continue enjoying grandchildren and all that other good stuff.
Mm. So you do have grandchildren.
We do have four grandchildren, and three of them, the daughter and the husband, who's also in the military and flies F-15 jets.
Mm-hmm.
They adopted three children.
Had to one-up me.
Yeah, Corey says that he had to one-up one on him by being the fighter pilot. but they adopted three children, 7, 9, and 10, all siblings from an orphanage in North Carolina. Nice. And so that was a ready-made grandchildren, so they came right in, and we accepted them. And Uncle Corey is always spoiling them. sending them stuff, and likes to just hang out and play with them.
So cool. For holidays, you enjoy seeing family for holidays?
Oh, yeah.
What's your favorite holiday?
St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day?
That's the first. I usually hear Christmas.
Christmas and Thanksgiving, yeah.
Yeah, I would have to say mine's just Thanksgiving. I like to eat.
So why St. Patrick's Day?
It's huge in Savannah.
He used to live there.
Ah.
Plus the libations.
Libations.
So, I would say, since you like St. Patrick's Day, your favorite color is green?
Correct.
Is it green?
Hmm?
No. What's your favorite color?
Blue.
Blue.
I was off. I was off just by a little. Just a little. So, I don't know. I'm lost for words, Willie.
I have a question. So, other than being back at St. Louis, you see, like, the changes that we're making around, like, we have the new bridge. We're working on getting a new system for the arch and all that. What do you guys think about that?
Much needed.
Does it look like a lot has changed in St. Louis?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, now Corey left in 2001, so it's been 13 years, and he sees that, and we left, my wife and I left here and go back to Phoenix in 2006, and just in that eight-year period, there's been just significant change, and we love what they've done with the Rittner High School. Great advancements, new technology, great opportunities for the students here in town. and the infrastructure as well as what you're talking about. You know what? That's always needed. St. Louis is a wonderful place to visit and live, and we just love coming back.
And then also you were talking about that how you were doing something with AARP. Mm-hmm. What was that?
So AARP was one of many magazines that have done a story on Corey and the family, and they recently did a publication in the June edition, and they decided based on feedback from the people that read the magazine that they needed to know more about how we live with Corey, how we support him, and just how you do it, how you travel, how do you do all the medical appointments, how you do the workouts, how do you, you know, help him with his finance. I mean, everything imaginable of running a life. Mm-hmm. It's running with two lives with Corey. And so we spent 2 weeks. They've been shadowing us with cameras and video and audio. And so we're kind of glad it's done. And we're waiting to see what the final product looks like around November.
Nice. And this is going to be in the magazine or on TV? What channel?
Yeah, it's going to be on the AARP website. Mm-hmm. And it'll be two or three series of videos about how to deal with certain aspects of helping a wounded warrior.
Nice.
Yes.
So you say Corey travels about 3 times a month.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Where is it somewhere along the United States, wherever, that you dream to go that you've never been?
Where you want to go that you've never been, but you dream about going?
Maybe Australia.
Australia? I have some family out in Australia.
Yeah, I have a my uncle, his wife is from Australia. Love the accent.
Oh, yeah.
It's beautiful. What about you, Willie? Where would you like to go?
Me, I would say I haven't really been anywhere outside of St. Louis and Illinois. So for me, I would probably say either Hawaii or the UK.
United Kingdom?
Yeah.
Both good choices.
Thank you.
I've never been, I mean, I've been out of St. Louis. My favorite place to go is New Orleans during Mardi Gras season. Yes, I love Mardi Gras. But we're going to get ready to close out.
All right. I'm Will, the Kid, with KRHS 90.1 FM, and I would like to thank Corey Remsburg and his father today. Corey will be the Grand Marshal for our 2014 Homecoming Parade starting tomorrow in front of the high school, and it will walk around the Overland community. Also, don't forget the Husky football team takes on Parkway North at 1 Boo. p.m. Boo Parkway. Yes.
In other words, Parkway, you got something coming. This is DJ K, DJ Flash. What's your name?
DJ Remy.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And then DJ Bow Wow.
And thank you for spending your listening day with us.